The following message is brought to you by Mark Maurer, President, National Federation of the Blind, 200 East Wells Street at Jernigan Place, Baltimore, Maryland, 21230.
Greetings, fellow Federationists. This is Monday, September 10th, 2012, and Presidential Release Number 409. 409 is an interesting number. It has many historic meanings. One of them is that there was an engine that was built one time that was 409 cubic inches, and there was quite a song written about it that was on the radio a lot when I was a kid. So it's a word that is supposed to signify power, I guess. I have good news here. Jim Gashel and Susie were married on September 2nd in Colorado. I had the pleasure of being there at the wedding. It was a Sunday afternoon wedding, and there was a splendid celebration afterwards. We had a very good time wishing them well for the rest of their lives. They are in a great deal of joyous love with each other, and it is a very good thing. I'm sorry to have to tell you of the death of Herman Gruber, who for quite a time was president of our North Carolina affiliate. He died on August 19th, says Gary Ray, who is our current state president in North Carolina. You should wish Herman all the blessings of his long and good life, and have a prayer for him and for his family and the family of the Federation in North Carolina. I am also sorry to have to tell you of the death of Gwen Beavers of Virginia, who died on August 11th, says Fred Schroeder. Gwen was a Federationist for, I think, 50 years anyway. Her spirit lives on in Virginia and throughout the Federation, so you might wish the Gwen Beavers folks a great blessing and say a prayer for the Beavers family and our Virginians. Since we last got together on the presidential release, we have had some information demonstrations about Goodwill. Goodwill keeps saying that it isn't going to talk with us about paying the minimum wage, and we keep meeting people in the Congress who say that Goodwill representatives have come by to talk about how it is that our bill urging that Section 14C of the Fair Labor Standards Act be repealed so that all of the folks who are working in the United States, regardless of disability, will be paid the minimum wage. The Goodwill people go to the Congress and say that this should not pass, and consequently, we are pointing out to the Congress and to other Americans that Goodwill Industries is paying less than the minimum wage. Not all of the Goodwill Industries locations, but the National Goodwill has a policy to permit payment of the subminimum wages. And we want everybody to know that this is happening, because if people knew about it, it would not be tolerated in our country. To pay people subminimum wages is a very bad thing. It's been in place for more than 70 years. It's time to cut it out. And we've asked that this bill be adopted, which is H.R. 3086. And we have been providing information demonstrations in front of the Goodwill stores to point out that Goodwill is one of the main outfits in the United States that's taking advantage of disabled workers, exploiting the work of disabled people. And it says it is doing this for the good of the disabled. Well, I don't know how they define good over at Goodwill, but if that's what Goodwill is, I've had plenty of it, and I don't need any more of it. So all of that happened. There were 90 of these demonstrations in the United States. There were a good many articles about it. There were some television depictions of the Goodwill, and there have been a number of meetings with Goodwill personnel after that. I have written to the executive directors of the Goodwill shops, and I have asked them to join with us in support of our legislation to eliminate subminimum wages. I don't know what will come of it, but I have asked them if they would show the courage and the moral character to get busy and help us change the law so that the legalized discrimination that is represented by authorization to pay subminimum wages to disabled workers can go. Now, the person I've asked to coordinate all of this is Anil Lewis. He is the Director of Strategic Communications here at the National Federation of the Blind, and you can reach him at 410-659-9314, extension 2374. His email is alewis, A-L-E-W-I-S, at nfb.org. For more background or to find out how we're doing in the Congress or to help get this bill passed, get a hold of him and make sure that you are working to change the nature of wage payments to disabled workers in America. And congratulations on all of the goodwill protests. As I say, there were 90 of them across the country, and we had them in Baltimore, which you would expect. We had one of them in Montana, which I think may be one of the newest affiliates to join in and to help bring to the attention of the American public that subminimum wages are being paid. I have an announcement here about Meet the Blind Month. October is Meet the Blind Month, our nationwide campaign to increase awareness of and support for the National Federation of the Blind. During Meet the Blind Month, NFB chapters and affiliates are encouraged to conduct a number of activities to spread the message about our federation throughout the community. If you have not yet begun to plan your Meet the Blind Month activities, please do so. Information on the Meet the Blind Month activities and literature about this can be had, along with T-shirts and some campaign guidelines. You can learn all about this at our website at nfb.org/meet-blind-month. For questions or assistance in planning the events that you contemplate, get a hold of Micah Baugh, that's M-I-K-A, and the last name is B-A-U-G-H, who is the coordinator of Meet the Blind Month at the moment. She may be reached at the usual number, 410-659-9314. Her extension is 2371. The email is mbaugh, M-B-A-U-G-H, at nfb.org. We spent some time challenging a decision of the public library in Sacramento. The public library there put a bunch of inaccessible book readers into its library system and said that it was going to lend e-books by putting books onto these inaccessible readers and lending them to the clients or the borrowers who come to the library. However, this is a violation of the law because money used to do this came from the government, and our government has adopted a law which says that you can't create a program that is inaccessible to disabled people, which the inaccessible systems that were bought by the library would be. Consequently, we filed a complaint with the Department of Justice, and we asked the Justice Department to help get an accessible program together at the Sacramento Public Library. That case has now been settled, and the settlement agreement has said that there will be an accessible program. It has said that there will not be more inaccessible products purchased to be used in the ebook distribution system. It is a very satisfactory system. There are a number of other libraries in the United States contemplating doing the same kind of program, and we're doing our level best to get people to understand that there has to be complete accessibility. We want the same book at the same price at the same time that other people can get it. Now that we're using electronic systems, this is completely doable. It is, in fact, much more doable than the old systems. We have a right to participate, and we want to do it. So that's one good thing to tell you. We also have a new part of our Newsline system. And the Newsline system has a collaboration with AccuWeather, which is an online weather information service that provides emergency weather alerts to all sorts of folks, but our Newsline system provides it to blind and print disabled subscribers throughout America. The NFB Newsline is, as you know, a free audio information system that gives access to hundreds of newspapers and magazines each day or each week. Our AccuWeather system will be offered on NFB Newsline starting now, and it gives instant access to emergency weather alerts. If you want more information about this, the person who directs this program is Scott White, and you can get him by calling here at the customary number. The number, of course, is 410-659-9314, extension 2231. There's also an 800 number if you want that one. It's 1-866-504-7300. You can learn about how to use the new AccuWeather system. Now, I have an announcement here, which is put together by Megan Sadu, who is general counsel to the Federation. And it says, provide feedback on your travel experience. The NFB is committed to removing barriers and promoting equality for blind travelers, with travel providers increasing use of self-service kiosks and the expansion of travel booking services available online, the NFB recognizes the immediate need to advocate for accessible information and services and appropriate treatment by travel personnel. Gathering information about your travel experiences will aid in our collective advocacy efforts. We therefore encourage all airplane, train, and bus travelers to complete an online travel survey, which can be found at www.nfb.org/travel-survey. Please take time to share your travel experiences, both positive and negative. The results of this survey will guide us as we deal with the travel industry and will give us information to provide leaders to ensure accessible travel websites, travel services, airports, and bus and train stations. If you have questions about the survey, the person to get a hold of is Valerie Yingling. She is the paralegal who is working directly with Megan Sadu. You can get her at the NFB usual number, 410-659-9314, but her extension is 2440. If you have questions, just call Valerie Yingling. We have been planning a tactile graphics meeting to be held here at our national headquarters. We had planned for this to occur shortly before the winter period begins, but we have now moved it, and the date currently for the tactile graphics meeting will be April 12 and 13 of 2013. So if you have been thinking about participation in the tactile graphics seminar, please note that it is now April 12 and 13 of 2013. We have the convention season hard upon us, and we've had some conventions and more coming, so there'll be a lot of travel for me in the next little while and for many other Federation members. We will be meeting each other in convention assemble to talk about the policies to be adopted and the programs that we want to put together to change what it means to be blind in the United States and, for that matter, throughout the world. So I look forward to seeing many of you at conventions, and furthermore, I look forward to hearing about the programs that are being planned. Neejot Worley has come to work here in our Newsline program, and because I've gotten now to the end of the presidential release, I have some offerings, and he has a couple to begin with. He says, "Did you hear about the man whose whole left side was cut off? He's all right now." Or, "When the fellow was hit in the head with the soda, did you know what he said? He said, 'I'm glad it was a soft drink.'" Dick Davis of Minnesota says, "The Lord was in the midst of creation when the angel Gabriel came by asking what he was doing. When the Lord responded, 'I have just set the world on its axis and have caused it to spin once every 24 hours. What will you do now?' asked Gabriel. 'Call it a day.'"
The preceding message was brought to you by Mark Maurer, President, National Federation of the Blind, 200 East Wells Street at Jernigan Place, Baltimore, Maryland, 21230.